The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We examine, no matter what we're doing, that we're in a partnership with God. Now, at the same time, we're going to debunk that God will never give you more than you can handle.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. You have the opportunity to share a testimony if you'd like to. Prayer request if you'd like. We're going to try and get some trivia in today, possibly for a prize. We're looking at that. Just keep in mind one thing, that if you call in, it's not professional radio. If you're listening, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I know that my intro probably freaked a few people out, me saying we're going to debunk the myth. Debunk. The word debunk means to bunk D. Debunk the myth that God will never give you more than you can handle. Before you start screaming, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, which says, God will never let you be tempted beyond what you are able and will always give you a way of escape. We are not discussing that. Oh, Dave, that's just a tease. Okay, maybe. Here's what I do want to say. Our first up in the bullpen is our good friend who takes care of the very top of homes. He's our friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
The Blessed Roofing Company with our good friend John. Here's the bottom line. Lots of damage taking place on lots of roofs all over the place, and you need to get an inspection. If you're looking for a free inspection, well, how much is that, Dave? Free. If you're looking for an inspection for free, how much? Free. No cost? No cost. You get in touch with John at the Blessed Roofing Company. Couple ways to get a hold of him. BlessedRoofingCompany.com. BlessedRoofingCompany.com. Got to say the word bless when you say the BlessedRoofingCompany.com. You can also call at 469-BLESSED. 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 When the rain and the wind come, when you have that wind, that Superman-style wind going on. There, right there.
The Superman wind.
When you got that going on, here's the bottom line. Here's the line that's at the bottom. Ready? It can create damage. You might have to get a roof replacement, roof repair. The good news is you may be able to get it out of, with no money out of pocket. He'll let you know what the true status is. No faking it. No trying to, let's beat the insurance companies, those big bad insurance. Just doing it right, doing it honest, doing it forward. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, theblessedroofingcompany.com. And the Heavenly Snow, which is a building right next door, which is for snow cones. It's called the Heavenly Snow. I thought it was called the Heavenly Snow Cone. but it's called the Heavenly Snow. Right next door to their roofing office. If you go in there, sit down, and have a talk with John, I can tell you right now, he'll get you a free snow cone. He owns the place, so he can probably do that. Okay? All right. All right? It's all right. It's all right. A couple things to let you know that are going to be coming in the future. So, for those that are not aware in regards to the show, I have a daughter who is 8.5 months pregnant. What does that mean? That means that at some point I'm going to get a phone call. And when that phone call comes, let's talk about the priority. I love doing the show, but I'm going to have my fifth grandchild emerge. He is going to be a boy, that much we know. And, of course, they still don't have a name. How lame is that? But anyway, so we're going to be all in prayer and all gathering around for that process. So I'm just kind of telling you ahead of time. So if sometime in the mid-July point you hear it's a best of, you can just put it on your little chart. Dave's got a new grandchild, okay? That's kind of nice, huh? That's good. Grandchildren are, here's the best part about grandchildren. They are everything you're hoping your child would be without having already made all the mistakes your child will make, and they don't talk back to me yet. It's so fantastic. It's, you know, it's like that perfect time when you have, you know, somebody that loves you and they just don't know how to tell you anything else. Perfect. I just wish they'd stay that way for a long time. Let's get into our very first thing I want to talk about, partnership with God. Now, partnership with God, we'll get into the trivia a little bit, but partnership with God is a very important element. Judges chapter 6, verse 14 through 16 says the following. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? But Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. I want to talk about this thing that God does, this partnership thing. It's ironic. Well, maybe it's not ironic, but it's unique that Gideon said the same thing that Moses said, that same thing that you say, the same thing that I say is like, how in the world is this going to happen? I don't know how we're ever going to get to this point. And the answer from the Lord is, I will be with you. I will be with you. The answer to everything that goes on is I will be with you. If you are looking for a prayer and a affirmation that will strengthen you to go through the day, the idea and the understanding that the Lord is with us is at the top of the list. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Emmanuel means God with us. If God is with us, then any situation can be overcome because God can alter the situation. In fact, our partnership with God spans into much more than, and I'm going to say it, get ready, much more than just ministry, much more than just work. Our partnership with God spans into life itself, every nuance of life, because the Holy Spirit lives inside of you. There is nothing you go through that God is unaware of. Consequently, there's no sin you commit that God is not aware of. Just making a point. And so here's the kind of the key in this component. How do we respond when things aren't going well? I know how I respond. You can ask Tiffany, who works here at the station. You can ask Don, who owns the station. I complain a lot. Why? Because I'm human. That's why. And I'm really good at being human and sometimes not overly spiritual. You can ask Wonder Julie that. She'll tell you that. Here's the bottom line. We can complain because we don't like the way it's panning out. But when we start to seek God's help and we start to recognize that God is our partner, we can face things with a greater sense of faith and a greater sense of victory in our hearts and in our minds. The only problem for some of us is when things start going good, there's a few of us that may tend to forget God. And that's just as bad as complaining, forgetting God. Either way, it's a bad thing. Here's the key I want you to hold on to. I'm not going to get into the depth of it, but do you guys remember Nebi? Nebi. You're thinking, I have no idea what he's talking about. Nebuchadnezzar. Nebi. That's what I call him. Why? Why? Because Nebi is shorter than Nebuchadnezzar. That's why. And if he was around, I'd call him Nebi. Okay? Here's the bottom line to Nebi. Nebi thought he was doing really, really good on his own. Remember that whole thing with Nebi? And he is like, look at this kingdom I've built. Look at this thing I've done. Look at this thing I've accomplished. And then God turned him into a cow. See, so here's a lesson there. Okay, here's a lesson. When things are going great, we need to remember it's not because of us. When things are not going great, it is yielded to God, recognizing that it's going to go great because why? All things work together for good. What we can't do is complain. What we can't do is complain while they're in the process of getting better or forget God while they are better. Those are the two components I want you to remember. You can't complain while you're going through the process because it's a sin. For people that think we don't talk enough about sin, here's one for you. Whining about it is sin. Well, I had this happen. I had this happen. I had this happen. I had this happen. Whiner. I'm just saying, everything in the universe is not all about being a victim. Okay, there are times where you're just going to have to, I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it. We'll just figure out how to do it, and hopefully the Lord will help us and get us through. But when you do it, don't go, see, I did it, because you didn't do it. God helped you. That's the thing. Keep in mind who's in charge. Keep in mind that it's the Lord that grants you victory. He's your partner, right? He's your partner. And he's only silent when you think he's silent. He's often speaking. All right, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off that is spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. I'm telling you, this is my second summer, and it's not been, I don't think it's been hot at all. So, I mean, I know it's
going to we've had a lot of rain, and it hasn't been as hot. Yeah.
Not nearly as much, right?
Just stick around, and we'll have like a month and a half straight of over 100.
Well, see, that part I'm okay with. Now, I grew up, I was actually in Phoenix, and right. I used to do the swamp coolers in August in the roof in the attics
right.
in 118.
It's not quite as humid there.
Yeah. There is no humidity there. All the scorpions get up and go, what? there's no,
when your
none.
Arms fuse to the sides of your body, you'll know.
That is hilarious. Okay. Let's see. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. And I don't know what else we got. I think we have a YouTube thing and a this and a that and a that and a this. All righty. We're going to – now, keep in mind, the way that we pay for this show is we have our sponsors because I'm broke. So this is how we do it. Here we go. Our next sponsor, Pamela Milchiano.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's
Milchiano. That's right. In fact, I had a chance to see John today, and Pamela was on the phone. That's that couple. I can't wait to be invited to that wedding. Bottom line, real estate needs. Real estate needs are very wide. In other words, there are other or many realms in real estate that you can use help in. There's not just like one little facet of real estate. It's not. I can tell you right now, if you're thinking real estate is you take a sign, you put it in the front yard, you wait till somebody calls, you give them a piece of paper and they sign it, you don't understand real estate. And what you want is somebody who does understand real estate, and that's going to be Pamela. Here's the bottom line. She has, when she enters into an agreement with people, a fiduciary responsibility. She is required to work at her utmost on the behalf of her clients. Then she has this other thing. Do you ever see that hot dog commercial with Uncle Sam and he's got a hot dog and they're talking about all the things the hot dog? And then, do you ever see that one? Okay, what did you say?
No.
Oh, you never. And at the very end, it's like, we can't put in fillers. We can't do this. It has to be 100% all the way because we answer to a higher authority.
Oh.
See? So what she's doing is her job answering to a higher authority. It's not just the fiduciary responsibility of the state of Texas. It's the fiduciary responsibility as a child of the Most High God. Being given the responsibility to help people. Wow. Right? Got to take that stuff seriously. The best way to get a hold of Pamela is going to be through her website. I'm going to give you the website, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Blessed is B-L-E-S-S-E-D, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You can also go to my website and click on the link where it says sponsors. You can call her at 817-505-5541. Now, here's the deal. If you call and talk to her on the phone, it doesn't cost you any money. If you fill out a form and say, hey, get in touch with me, it doesn't cost you any money. She doesn't hound you. She doesn't drive you crazy. She's there to do what she can to help. And if she can help you, great. And if she can't, great. Hey, at least you had some fellowship with somebody. Pamela Melchioni, theblessedrealtycompany.com. 817-505-5541. She's great. She's great. Her and Noel are just like, pfft. Like John and I, we can never stop talking, and the two of them are just like the absorbers. they take our ridiculousness and absorb it. I don't know how they do that. That's a gift, right? That's a gift. All right. Okay, here, I want to go and drive everybody crazy. Is it all right? I'm going to drive people crazy for the weekend. Why? Because I can. I mean, that's what kind of question is that? So here we go. So you heard me say in the beginning, and I'm going to say it again. I'm going to debunk the God will never give you more than you can handle myth. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can stand up under it or against it." Now, what does that got to do with everything? Watch this. Judges chapter 7, verse 1 through 3. "Early in the morning, Gideon and all his men camped at the spring of Herod. The camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, 'You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into your hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave.' So 22,000 men left while 10,000 remained." Okay, so I want you to get this visual. Okay, ready? The army that they were fighting, the Midianites, had 135,000 people. Okay, I'm not going to make you repeat that. I just want you to remember that. 135,000. Gideon had 30,000. But then 32,000, but 22,000 were sent back. Now he's got 10,000 left. Guess what the Lord says? Verse 4, "But the Lord said to Gideon, 'There's still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them there for you. If I say this one shall go with you, he shall go. If I say this one will not go, he will not go.' So Gideon took the men down to the water, and there the Lord told him, 'Separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink.' 300 men lapped with their hands to their mouth." In other words, they didn't drink the water like a dog. "All the rest got down on their knees and drank. The Lord said, 'With the 300 men, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let the other men go, each to his own place.'" Now I want you to get this. 135,000 soldiers. Gideon starts off with 32,000, God takes it down to 300. do you get that? Right? Now it's 300 people against 135,000. The situation was so far out of hand from the human perspective that what? That only a miracle from God could turn it around. Now, I want you to think about these numbers, okay? Or I'll make this easy for you. I'll give you a great way to compare it. In the bank right now, you may have $300. Would that be significantly less than having $135,000 in the bank? Yeah. Well, this is 300 men versus 135,000 men. There is no way on earth in the human mindset that there is victory available for Gideon and his men. Only a miracle could save them. And that's how God set it up. You want to really get challenged? The Lord will never give you more than you can handle. That's exactly untrue. God will give you so much more that you can't possibly handle that the only solution is a miracle from God. Just so you know, it was God who did it. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 29, "No flesh will glory in his presence, No person will stand before God ever and go, I did it. It was me. It was because of my strength. No person will ever claim glory in the presence of God in any capacity. So sometimes the Lord lets the situation get so ridiculous that the only way out of it is if heaven invades earth, tears the fabric of normal human perspective, and drops the miraculous right in its place. Do you think, what are you trying to say? That sometimes it's just so far out? Exactly. Sometimes it's so far out, you can't possibly conceive of how it would come together. And God is the author. You think, but that doesn't seem okay, or that doesn't seem fair. It means tough. That's our favorite word. Why? Because God is working. God is doing it. God is in charge. And you know what? Even in my own life, in the last 24 hours, I've just got so frustrated with the Lord. It's like, come on, do this. I need you to do this. And the situation looks gray and gray. But you know what? Sometimes God will let it get to the point where only a miracle can change it. So instead of whining about it, I need to be praising God for the miracle that's coming. I need to be thanking him for that which is approaching. I mean, a majority of my struggle comes down into that financial realm. But instead of sitting there believing God, I mean, I don't know how I've survived 57 years. To be really honest, I don't. But I should just be thanking God because he's delivered me 1,000 times before. Why would I think he's going to stop on this one? So I'm telling you, if it takes a miracle, it probably just proves it's from the Lord. Take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry he has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then it was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know? So you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to, you can reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, or davidspoon.com, either way. And then Facebook, David Spoon Media. We did have a reach out from the Great Wolf Lodge? The Wolf Lodge?
Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge. We're going to probably be doing a contest working with them, so
oh, cool.
It's kind of nice. I think we'll probably try and get a room or
yeah, they have an indoor water park.
Yeah, so I was actually just by there because John's place is right by there
in Grapevine.
Yeah, right by there. So, and in fact, Jamie's place is right by there.
Well, of course,
of course. It's just like, wow. All right, let's talk about Jamie real quickly, and then I'll tell you something about the trivia, and then we'll get into the trivia contest, and then we'll get into the rest of the teaching. Jamie Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. It was good. It was just delayed. That's all. But it was right there. Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Here's the thing about Jamie Blumenthal, and the thing I want to tell you. So I'm going to tell you something that you're going to be amazed at. You have to have a confidence and a trust in people that are going to help you direct your retirement. I don't care. You can't just, oh, I heard that commercial. That's the one I'm going to do. You got to do some investigation. You got to learn. You got to kind of grow with the person. That's one of the reasons that Jamie is going to be doing multiple interviews, is so that the audience can get to know him. When you get to know him, you're going to find out there's something that Jamie has that is really effective for people who are retiring. And that is, he has knowledge of keeping money safe. And I can't go anywhere in any other place and think, man, that's the most important thing. People are sometimes risking their retirement money on kind of like a gamble on certain investment vehicles. And my response to that is, that's your retirement dough. Don't do that. Okay? If you got an extra dough and you want to play around with it, that's cool. But don't do that with that which you're supposed to be living on. And the whole premise of retiretherightway.com is to make sure that you protect what you have put together. Plan right, retire the right way. Here's the thing. I've watched, I don't know if you guys ever watch that American Greed show or anything. Every once in a while I watch that. There's scammers all over the place. You want your money to be safe. You want it to be no-so money so you can know it's safe. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. I think the URL is really good there because it just, okay, man, I want to retire the right way. So RetireTheRightWay.com. Get in touch with Jamie. He'll meet with you for free. And then you can find out what's going on and make sure that your money is safe. So I was going to do the trivia question, and I'm not doing this question. I'm doing a different question. I was going to do the trivia question on how many days between the resurrection and the ascension, but the filler that was just on, the guy answered that question. So shut down before I even started on that one. That's all I'm going to say. Shut down before I even got rolling. All right, what are you going to do? Okay. Here you go. This is for those. So this is a prize contest. This is a prize contest. Did you hear that? So it is for a prize. I'm not even telling you what the prize is, okay? Now we're doing this, but we're not telling you the prize. But the prizes are okay. Some are $5, some are $10, some are $15, some are $20. Nothing's over $25 that I'm aware of, or my wife is spending money that I have no idea what's going on. Here is the trivia question for today. Who were the Sons of Thunder? What were their names? Who were the Sons of Thunder? 972-445-0770. No Googling. And you can only win once a month. Okay? Once a month. On the honor system, once a month. 972-445-0770. No Googling. Googling. Okay? All right. Who were the Sons of Thunder? That's right. That's right. Probably thinking motorcycle gang. Okay, let me get into this next little element because I really like this particular teaching. So one of the things we just discussed is sometimes God makes it so that it has to be a miracle in order for us to get through a situation or a circumstance. Listen to this passage that Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffered in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. Okay, can I just read that again? We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure. Well, the Lord will never give you something beyond what you can handle. Far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril and will deliver us, and on him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. Oh, I love it. I love scripture. Verse 10 says that God delivered them, God is delivering them, and God will deliver them. But Paul also writes, under the leading of the Holy Spirit, he also writes, we were pushed beyond our ability to endure, so much so that we despaired even of life. That is the exact feeling that we go through when somebody has to say, well, don't worry, God will never give you more than you can handle. That is exactly the opposite of the truth. God will absolutely give you more than you can handle, even to the point where you despair of life, simply so that you will rely upon him and not yourself. That's the key. So when 1 Corinthians 10:13 says he won't give you temptation beyond what you can handle, he's talking about temptation, and with the temptation he makes a way of escape. I will tell you, I'll just be honest, I guess, on this. When I was a young man and I first got delivered from drugs, I was at somebody's house and everybody started doing drugs right in front of me. And I remembered that passage. I had read it earlier in the week, and it said the Lord will make a way of escape. And the only thing I could see in my head at all was the front door. So I walked out the front door. That's how I escaped. Then I didn't, the Lord had just set me free, and everybody was doing it. I just like, oh, I'm leaving. That was my out. I just walked out the door. And it's like, you'd think that, well, that was an escape. You bet. Firstly, I said, where are you going? And then I just like, out the door, I'm gone. Why? Well, that was how I got out of that temptation. But that's got nothing to do with God putting you in a circumstance where you have like 300 and you're going against 135,000. Wow. Listen to these things. These are just so intense. And then you think, well, wait. What do I do? How do I endure? I mean, if you think about what Paul said, he said it happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. And we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us. He's done it before. He's going to do it again. He's doing it now. all so that we rely on the Lord. So the real question isn't whether or not the Lord will allow you to go through something that's way beyond you. He will, so that you fully lean on Him. The question is, what is our place in the partnership with God? In other words, what do we do while that's going on? Paul gives the part answer right there where he says, we've set our hope. Our hope is in the Lord. But what do you do while things are going on around you that are just blitzomania that you can't figure out? It's like, what? I don't know what to do. There's two things that we do. We worship God, and we stand firm. You looking for the answer? That's it. We worship God, and we stand firm. In verse 15 of this text with Gideon, it says, when Gideon heard the dream and interpretation, he worshiped God. This is when he was still having a hard time with everything. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, get up, the Lord has given the Midian camp into your hands. One of the things that Gideon did in the process of waiting for God to demonstrate his miracle is he worshiped God. And when it all is said and done, and when you're all done with all the formulas and all that other rubbish that's going on, it comes down to worshiping the Lord. I was talking with a pastor today of a very significant church in the United States, and we were talking about worship, and it just came up. It seems like a good idea to worship, because then you're just tying into what's going on in heaven right now, because they're worshiping the Lord. So if you're worshiping, then maybe you're making a better connection to the way things are really going. See, I love stuff like that. That's like, oh, that's cool, because that makes you think, oh, geez, golly. You worship the Lord, and you stand firm. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about the trumpets, the jars, and the shouting, because the Lord did deliver him in a bizarre way. Only the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
It may be false, but it feels the same. So I punish myself. I go down to the jail of my soul.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country Texas, 770 KAAM.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs, whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections. I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. We have a trivia question that is on the board. We have an opportunity for a win if you have won. Now, you can answer the question, but, you know, we're trying to give people a chance to win. But you can still answer the question if somebody doesn't, if you've already won just because you know it. There's no problem with that. You just can't win again. I want to make sure we make sure that part is clear. The question on the table is, now I got to look for it. The question on the table is, who were the Sons of Thunder? Who were the Sons of Thunder? It's got nothing to do with Australia. Like from down under. No, nothing like that. Okay. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I love this portion of scripture with Gideon, because it gives us a real, genuine look at the different phases that we engage with in God in tasks that are just seemingly impossible. And it just gives us a real good handle and an example of us to follow. So Gideon, in his situation, God made it very clear. You got too many men, 32,000 men, takes them down to 10,000, takes them down to 300. Now he's got 300 men against 135,000. No way this situation can be resolved outside of a miracle, which is exactly what God wanted. The passage I read before when we talked about Paul, when he was talking about it was beyond their ability to endure, that is 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Sometimes God puts you in this unbelievable situation that even in the feelings of it, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like we're dying here. They even said, so that we despaired even of life. Our hearts, in our hearts we felt the sentence of death. That the heart has to do with the feelings. It's like, I feel I'm dying from this. And the whole thing comes down to, but this happens so we might not rely on ourselves but on God. Sometimes the Lord allows us to get so far into a situation, or even puts us so far into a situation you can't get out any other way by miraculous means, so that God gets the glory and you see the hand of God. But we have a position in this partnership, and that is to worship the Lord and to stand firm. Now, when we're complaining, we're not worshiping the Lord or standing firm. I'm really good at that complaining thing. I know it's in my blood. I know it's in my heritage, and I do it too often. And I don't think I just do it like through the rain. I do it everywhere. And it's a bad attitude to have. And I want to do better. And I need to do better, and so do you. So our place in this partnership with the Lord is to worship the Lord. Give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. always giving thanks in everything. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. It's not an option. We're giving thanks. We're worshiping God. Jesus said, when you pray, our Father out there in heaven, hallowed be thy name. First thing we're doing is praising and worshiping God. And then we're standing firm like a bulldog. Arr. All right, what do we got? Do we have somebody call? Oh, there we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Sam. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Hey, man. How are you?
Very good.
Okay.
Well, John and James.
John and James is correct, my friend. They are the sons of thunder. All right, yeah. you got to do me a favor.
Dude, I want to tell you a cool thing, because every day when I go back home and putting my girls to the bed, and I say, how about trivia questions? So whenever I listen your trivia, so I share with them, and often they ask, Dad, what was the trivia question today?
That's awesome.
And then they say, did you win? I say, no, sometimes I don't call for the win. I just want to share.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That's such a blessing to hear. It really is. And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, they eagerly ask me every night, Dad, did you get the trivia question?
Tonight you can say you won. You did. I mean, you got it right, brother. So that was the key. The Sons of Thunder. Thank you, friend.
All right. Thank you, David.
All right. Take care. Us. You too. God bless you. Bye-bye. Love it. That's so cool. These kids are, that's so funny. What was the trivia question? It's a good thing I'm not asking things like, what was the shape on the hem of the high priest? You know, when we get to those, you'll know. That's when the money goes up. Excellent. Good job. James and John, Sons of Thunder. That came from, they said, do you want us to call, lightning down and... fire down from the sky and consume them as Sons of Thunder. Everybody thinks it might have been kind of a joking name. Who knows? It's pretty funny. All right, so let's go back to this. I do want to say talk about this thing about being kind of like a bulldog. Now, I don't mean that you need to be a bulldog as in you need to smell or have a lot of drool on the side of your mouth. My son had a bulldog, and I won't tell you his name, but I will tell you this dog had a lot of drool. I mean, drool was like, but he was one thing above everything else. Stubborn. My son's dog was so stubborn, even when we were using food as a teaching method, he didn't care. If he wasn't in the mood to do it, he was steadfast. Like, nope, not moving. Look, here's a piece of steak. Now you'd think, okay, come on, it's a piece of steak. That dog was like, nope, not moving. If he was chewing a milk bone and you gave him a steak, he would forget the steak. I mean, I have a milk bone here. No, but this is a piece of steak. I have a milk bone. Okay, never mind. Because he was determined. Well, that's how you and I have to be, standing in our faith, determined, immovable. We need to be worshiping the Lord in our situation, and we need to be immovable. Unfortunately, too many people are movable by a small gust of wind. A small gust of wind comes in, and it's like we all put up a sail and go rolling down. It's like we have a little sail on a skateboard, and as soon as a gust of wind comes, we go rolling down the road. We need to be firm and steadfast. I will tell you this, because I have to bring this one point in. When God delivered Gideon, let me just read this one thing real quick. Gideon and 100 men with him, they reached the edge of the camp. And they split up in three groups of 100. And just as they changed guard, they blew the trumpets, broke the jars in their hands. The three companies blew their trumpets, smashed the jars. They grabbed the torches in their left hand and holding in their right hand the trumpets they were blowing. And they shouted, a sword for the Lord and for Gideon. So God basically used trumpets, jars, and shouting, and 300 men to wipe out 135,000. So not only was that numerically unbelievably ridiculous, but then God used trumpets, jars, and shouting. I feel it's the Lord going, I can do anything. Just like, you used trumpets, jars, and shouting? I mean, you didn't even use a bazooka or something? Or you used, nope, really? Okay, just shouting, trumpets, and jars? God can use anything to do what he wants. But we still have to have a disposition that's a worshipfulness and a steadfastness. We got to kind of hold the pattern. I mean, this is a big key for us. Holding firm. Standing firm, so to speak. It's important. Because we're too easily swayed. If it's not by a doctrine, which for many of us it's not, then it is often by a circumstance, which for many of us it is. Let's pray that the Lord will seal it. Father, we come before you and we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that you would help us retain things that are pertinent and helpful to our relationship with you. Even in not just this show, and everything that we encounter that gives us that opportunity to grow in you, we would seize upon that which helps us. Hold on to it. Work it into our system. Let it become a part of us. Meditate on it. And anything that is useless, let it just drop to the ground. But there can be no error in our worshiping you and standing firm in our faith. So give us that mentality, that thought process, that commitment inwardly from both our hearts and our minds that says we're going to stand firm and we're going to worship you throughout the process. You are more than worthy. We can't glory in your presence, Lord. We can only point and say thank you. Help us to have that right spirit while that's taking place. In Jesus' name, amen. So we got about 20 seconds or so, and I just want to make sure. We got about a minute or so. Here's what I want to make sure. I want to make sure that you understand how much God loves you, that he'll let you get into such a situation that only his hand can deliver you. That's how much he loves you. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break and then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk with you then.
You're beautiful.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.